Welcome down to my 9-foot homemade oak bar. Pour yourself a cold one. You are listening to Bucks in the Basement. My name's Chris, and Craig here is the biggest Pirates fan you'll ever meet. Let's talk Pirates baseball now. Welcome to Bucks in the Basement.
Now I see the changes in this town. They change, they say one thing, but then the next day.
Bucks in the Basement. My name is Chris Lanuti. I am one half of the twosome that brings you Bucks in the Basement each and every week. The other half is Craig Toth. Craig is a super Bucks fan who also writes for Inside Bucks Basement. Each and every Monday night, we get down at 9 p.m. Eastern Time live on the Podbean app. You can get that going directly to bucksinthebasement.com or in your app store. Download it. Listen live for an interactive, simulated Bucks game. That means we take a Pirates game that would have happened that day or right next to that date if they would have had a day off, and we play it, and we give you a full radio broadcast of it, and we talk about what's going on in Major League Baseball while we sit back, relax, and enjoy a ball game. Until baseball comes back, this gives us a little bit of entertainment, and it's a lot of fun because it's interactive. We got a chat room live. You can call in and participate live. You can take part indecisions during the game. And now we bring you This Week in Bucks Simulation. Each and every weekend, I'm going to sit down with you and tell you what happened in all the other games, all part of our 2020 Pirates Simulated season. This Week in Bucks Simulation, or TWIBS. Following a loss in our last simulated game that aired Monday night live and then was available on demand, you could still listen to it. It's there everywhere podcasts can be found and always at bucksinthebasement.com. The Pirates are 2 games over .500 at 5.5 games back from the Cincinnati Reds. That's the team we lost to. It's only a 2-game series, so what happened in Game 2? Game 2 of the series was very interesting. It started off as a pitcher's duel until the top of the 4th inning when Mike Moustakas singled to right and Yasiel Puig's throw got to home plate in time, but the runner, Eugenio Suarez, got underneath the tag. Nothing else happened until the bottom of the 6th inning, when after Bell and Puig walk, Adam Frazier singled into center field, and Bell beat the throw home to tie up the game at 1. Unfortunately, the tie was broken almost immediately in the top of the 7th inning when the Reds pushed across 2 runs against Joe Musgrove. Richard Rodriguez came in the 8th inning and gave up a 2-run home run to Freddie Galvis, and in the bottom of the 9th inning with the bases loaded, Scooter Jeanette flied out to left field. Unfortunately, the Reds win both games of the series, taking the second game 5-1 over the Pirates. The Pirates dropped to 31-30 and 6.5 back out of first place. On Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals came to town, and Chris Archer, who had been cold recently in several starts, came out on fire, pitching 5 scoreless innings to start off the game. Meanwhile, Josh Bell had a solo shot in the 1st inning, with Yasiel Puig getting a solo shot in the 2nd. In the 5th inning, Puig hit his 2nd home run, a 2-run homer, and the Pirates led 4-0. Archer got into trouble in the 6th, loading up the bases, but after a meeting on the mound was allowed to stay in the game and escaped giving up only 1 run. New acquisition Matt Bauman came in for the 7th and the 8th and gave up a run to the Cardinals, but with a 4-2 lead, Keona Kella came in and shut him down 1-2-3. The Pirates finally get off the snide and get a win on Thursday against the Cardinals and raise their record to 32-30. Game 2 of the series Friday in Pittsburgh did not go very well. Early on, Trevor Williams gave up only 3 hits through the first 5 innings of the game, and the Pirates led 1-0 on a Scooter Jeanette solo shot in the 4th. But in the 6th inning, Williams loaded up the bases with no outs. After a bases-clearing double, made the score 3-1. The bullpen got up, but it was too late. By the time they were able to get in, Williams had reloaded the bases and given up a grand slam. Eventually, even the relief pitching coming in couldn't stop the Cardinals from scoring even more. A 10-run 6th inning left the Pirates trailing 10-1 going into the bottom of the 6th. They did add a run later on, but eventually lost 10-2, all behind that 10-run 6th. Alex Reyes got the win for the Cardinals, And Trevor Williams dropped to 3-3 on the season with the loss. The Pirates dropped to 32-31, still 6.5 back behind the Reds, yet 4.5 out of the wild card spot. Game 3 of the series featured the starting pitcher Alex Wood, acquired by the Dodgers, who offered him to us, and when we get trades offered to us, we consider them. Wood has actually been very good for the Pirates, and through 5 innings gave up only 3 hits, much like Trevor Williams yesterday. And he actually got the first RBI of the game, drawing a walk with the bases loaded and allowing Yasiel Puig to score. Unfortunately, the very next batter comes up with only 1 out and the bases loaded, and Kevin Newman flies out to center field. Brad Miller, Cardinals center fielder, then threw out Colin Moran at home plate. In the bottom of the 4th inning, Moran walked and Frazier doubled to left. This time, a play at the plate, Moran safely got around the tag and the Pirates led 2-0. But like last night, a very strong starting pitching performance through 5 fell apart in inning number 6. Tommy Edmond started off the inning doubling to right field off of Wood. Paul Goldschmidt walked, Matt Carpenter singled to center, and an offline throw into the plate by Frazier allowed Edmond to score. The very next batter, Tyler O'Neill, came up and hit a 3-run home run. Suddenly, the Pirates were trailing 4-2. The Bucks answered back in the bottom of the 6th inning as a sacrifice fly scored Moran, but that was as close as they were going to get. The Cardinals added runs in the 7th and the 8th, while 2 Pittsburgh Pirate players were thrown out trying to score at home plate, and in the end, the Pirates dropped yet another game 6-3 in PNC Park to the Cardinals. Alex Wood took the loss, he's 6-3. The Pirates fell back to 500 at 32-32, yet the Reds are losing as well, and they remain 6.5 out of first place, but now 5.5 back in the wildcard race. So the Sunday game that finishes off our week on TWIBS becomes the biggest game of the season, possibly, for the Pirates to date. They lost both games to Cincinnati and are so far down 2-1 in a weekend series against the Cardinals. After getting above 500 and now challenging to be in the race, they're falling out of it. A win is necessary, and taking the mound, Mitch Keller, who took the loss during our last broadcast. Keller got help immediately, as Newman and Reynolds both walked to start off the game, and then Josh Bell on a 3-2 count also took a walk. Miguel Sano struck out, Scooter Gennett lined out, and immediately you start thinking there's no way they're going to blow, bases loaded, no outs in the bottom of the 1st. And then Yasiel Puig was hit by a pitch, and Newman scored. Adam Frazier's called out on strikes, and that's so Pirates. But Keller continued to pitch well throughout the game. Jacob Stallings hit a double to lead off the bottom of the 2nd inning, and Kevin Newman singled it home after Keller had moved him along on a sacrifice bunt. With a 2-0 lead, Keller then continued to pitch. But in the top of the 5th inning, he gave up a single and a walk immediately, and the manager went to Kyle Crick. Crick allowed 1 run to score, but the Pirates escaped with the lead. In the bottom of the 5th inning, Brian Reynolds singled to right, Josh Bell flew out, Miguel Sano singled to left, and then Scooter Gennett came to the plate and singled in the right field. A throw home from Dexter Fowler was not in time and Reynolds scored. Later in the inning, the bases loaded, Jacob Stallings draws a walk, and Sano comes home. Then Colin Moran pinch hits singles to right, Gennett and Frazier score, and the Pirates bust out. The Pirates bullpen then went to work, shutting down the Cardinals each and every inning. And in the bottom of the 8th, the Pirates finally got out their frustration. Jared Dyson walked, stole second base. Kevin Newman singled to left and Dyson scored. Reynolds singled to center. Josh Bell singled home Newman. A pitching change occurred. Sano walked. Gennett walks and Reynolds scores. Puig walks and Bell scores. Frazier gets Sano home on a ground out. Before it's all over, 5 additional runs have crossed the plate, and the Pirates go on to win 11-1. Kyle Crick gets the win, he's now 2-1, and Jack Flaherty, the best pitcher on the Cardinals, is the one that takes the big loss. Kevin Newman, 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored and 2 RBIs and a walk, is your player of the game, and the Pirates stay above 500 at 33-32. The Reds lose again, and the Pirates actually pull back to 5.5 back, which is exactly where they were when the entire week started. So a very difficult week turns out to be a push. Meanwhile, let's talk about the players. At the plate right now, the leader in average going into our next broadcast is Brian Reynolds, hitting 305. After that, though, the next highest average on a team is 262 with John Ryan Murphy, the backup catcher, and Kevin Newman. Trade acquisition Miguel Sano may be hitting 249, but he gets on base more than anybody at a 383 clip. He also leads the team in slugging at a 523 clip, followed by Scooter Gennett, my free agent acquisition, and Brian Reynolds. Sano has the highest OPS on the team at 906, with Reynolds 789 and Josh Bell's 780 coming in second and third. The leader on the team in doubles is Brian Reynolds with 16. Bell trails him with 12 along with Yasiel Puig. Defensively, Kevin Newman is the worst. 6 errors so far on the season and a 968 fielding percentage. As far as wins above replacement, the top 5 wins above replacement players to date are Sano at 2.5, Reynolds at 2, Moran at 1.2, and he's on the bench right now, Josh Bell at 1, and Gennett at 0.9, along with Stallings and Frazier tied at that mark. Turning to the pitching staff, 3 Pirates pitchers have 6 victories. Archer and Wood are starters. Zach Duke, the reliever, also has 6. Kionikella has 21 saves. The 2 strikeout kings, Archer with 98 and Keller with 79, sit atop the team. The ace of the staff, though, has to be Joe Musgrove. 244 ERA and a 1.05 whip. He's also gone the most innings at 85, but unfortunately the team has not supported him as he sits at 5-7. The worst starting pitcher is the one that just won our last game, Mitch Keller. A 1.63 whip and an ERA of 4.25. In the bullpen coming out of there right now, the best pitchers that we can rely on, free agent acquisition, Arodas Vizcaino with his 1.13 whip, Kyle Crick with his 1.19, and Richard Rodriguez with his 1.19. The most unreliable pitcher right now may be Nick Birdie. He's putting 1.80 on with a walk or a hit per innings pitched. The saving grace for the Pirates so far this season may be that their entire pitching staff has the 3rd lowest amount of runs allowed in all of Major League Baseball with 236. Only the Yankees and the Dodgers are doing better. Looking around baseball at this point in the National League Central, the Reds lead with a record of 39-27. The Cubs are in second place at 37-31, 3 games back. The Buccos are 33-32, 5.5 back. The Cardinals are 32-35, 7.5 back. And the Brewers are 25-40, 13.5 games back. The Pirates have a winning record at home and a losing record on the road, and are 5-5 in their last 10. Other leaders around the league in the National League West is a 2-team race right now between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, separated by a game with the Dodgers 1 game up. And in the East, the Braves have the lead only by a half game over the Nationals. The Phillies are 3.5 back as well. Your National League wildcard teams would be the Nationals and the Phillies, or the Diamondbacks right now. All 3 of them are tied. The Cubs are 1.5 back, and the Pirates are 4 back. Those are your top 5 that don't have a division lead right now. In the American League East, the Yankees lead the Blue Jays by 6 games and the Red Sox by 7.5. The Twins lead the Indians by 0.5 game and the White Sox by 1.5. And the Angels and Astros are tied atop the American League West at 37-28, with the Rangers and Athletics 5.5 back at 32-34. That's your look around baseball. That's your look at this week in Bucks simulation. And don't forget to join us Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, where Craig and myself will sit down and give you a full 90-minute radio broadcast of the Bucks on the road in San Francisco. Our ace of staff, Joe Musgrove, 5-7 with a 2.44 ERA against Kevin Gausman, 1-5 with a 6.49 ERA. The 33-32 Pirates at the 29-36 San Francisco Giants. As it would have happened in full simulation, you can listen live and interact with us using the Podbean app, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday night, or listen on demand after we finish. If you want the Podbean app, go to bucksinthebasement.com or look in any app store. Otherwise, you can hear us everywhere podcasts can be found and always at bucksinthebasement.com. This has been This Week in Bucks Simulation as we simulate the 2020 Pirates season. My name is Chris Lanuti for Craig Toth. Have a great day, and we will see you Monday night live. Pirates, Giants, from Bucks in the Basement. Found everywhere podcasts can be found and always at bucksinthebasement.com.
Now I see the changes in this town. They change, they say one thing, but then the next day.